Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Everything you know about money is incorrect. It is not because you're stupid, and it's not because you're lazy.
What is it?
It's because you have the wrong information. Okay, you just have the wrong data. And I believe that Americans, particularly Americans, have the wrong data about money. There is financial misinformation in the marketplace that is perpetuated by the banks and the institutions, because every time you operate under their hypnotism, you benefit them, not your family. That's why when I tell people don't go buy a house, everybody freaks out. They're like, that can't be right. That can't be right. Why? Because that's what you've been told, to buy a house your whole life, because the banks want you to buy a house. Now, everybody just heard that's going to say, I just saw you buy a house in Malibu.
Right.
I can do anything I want now.
Right.
Here comes the arrogance.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I'm in a position now, like if I want to buy that house in Malibu, I can. But on the come up, buying a house is not what you should do. You should... One, I would scrape off that you don't know anything. Two, I would invest everything you can in you. Mm-hmm. It's tax deductible. You never lose it. Your personal appreciation will always be bigger than any other asset class.
I love that.
Okay, Bitcoin can't match it. Real estate can't match it. My personal asset appreciation will always, it is infinite. You know, who knows? I could be the next male Oprah.
Right.
Or somebody watching could be the next Rock or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Like that. What is that appreciation value? It's straight up.
Yeah.
So the first thing people should invest money in, even use debt on, is their personal improvement. Mm-hmm. If you told me you had to go borrow $1,000 to go to one of your classes to become great, and it had any potential at all, like even a 1% chance of putting you on the road to greatness, I'd be like, dude, go give Amex or Visa $1,000 right now. I don't even care what the rate is.
Right.
Because the infinite return, infinite beats 18%.
Okay.
So number one, invest in yourself. Number two, I would invest in your business. Whatever your business is, or your department, your division is, like the first 30 years of my career, I didn't own a company, but I did invest in my department. Even though I worked for a company. I had a secretary. I didn't have the company pay for my secretary. I paid for that. I wanted her to work for me. It was my mom, by the way. Invest in yourself, you know, like invest in yourself, then invest in your business or your department, your skill set. If it's your company, then invest in your company, even down to zero. Like I wouldn't keep money around.
Okay.
I wouldn't save for a rainy day. I wouldn't have an emergency account. I did all that.
Why not?
Because you don't need it. You need hustle. You need other people's money. You need to go knock on another door, make another contact. You don't need reserves of money.
So someone who's starting a new business, the first thing is don't quit your day job. You gotta make sure that you have income, that you have safety, that you have food on the table. Don't get desperate and don't put yourself under that stress. Now, when I was working on my day job, it still gave me 2 hours a night to work on my side hustle. And of course, I had the weekends. You might have to sacrifice evenings. You might have to spend less time on Instagram, on Netflix. You might have less weekend time. If you can dedicate yourself, and if you can ensure that you're constantly learning and learning and learning, odds are you're going to be successful. That's tip number one. Now, tip number two is this. Don't try to do what everybody else is doing. Because if you do what everybody else is doing, it's going to be a lot more challenging. So when Instagram was just getting off the ground, right, in like 2010, you could go and start an Instagram channel on makeup, and maybe you might end up like Huda Beauty, which has like 49 million fans today. But they were one of the early ones. You got to get in early. I think TikTok is still early. So I think there's an opportunity in TikTok. Instagram, I think, is later stage. It's not just about social media. For example, coaching. Coaching is blowing up right now. More and more companies are looking for coaches for their employees. I have a coach. So many people I know now get a coach. It used to be a situation where if you got a coach, people were like, is something wrong with you? But now coaching is so, so, so important. So coaching is a really great way to make an income. I know coaches who are making millions of dollars a year. Of course, they are outliers, but they love what they do, right? Even if you were making $100,000 a year as a coach, that's a really, really, really good lifestyle. Because you're helping people, you have mobility and so on. A third one, which is with the whole crypto space, don't be stupid when it comes to crypto, but definitely there are interesting opportunities emerging with NFTs, with DAOs, D-A-D-A-Os.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
There are some great YouTube channels where you can learn about crypto and you can start to understand that marketplace. Keep in mind that, you know, investing in things like Bitcoin are risky. If you bought Bitcoin 1 month ago, you would have lost a lot of money today. And so you got to have a really long-term perspective. So here's the other tip. Don't wait to know what your company is going to be about before registering your company. I had no idea what the company was going to be about. But I knew I was going to start a company, and I knew the first clue was that we were going to be selling a meditation product on AdWords, but there could be other things we were doing as well. I also had a Web 2.0 product. Back then, Web 2.0 was all the rage. It was new. I had a Web 2.0 software application that I was going to build and sell as well, and I needed a name. And so I got online, and I found two really good names. One was called Rainbridge, and I thought, okay, I'm going to call my company Rainbridge. And the other one was Mindvalley. I am so glad I picked Mindvalley over Rainbridge. And so I created this company called Mindvalley, and then Mindvalley launched several products. One of our early products was actually, and it's so painful that this product failed, it was an early version of what today would be Instagram. We called it Blink Life. It was a way to take pictures from a phone and then share these pictures with your friends on a particular website, and then we had created a system where you could innovate by saying, okay, this picture, only my mom will see, or this picture, absolutely my mom will not see, only my girlfriend will see. So we created this really cool thing for picture sharing. Interesting statistic, 40% of the success of the company is timing. Our timing was too early. Like, phones didn't have cameras. Cameras were not really good. This was 2005 when we attempted to launch Blink Life, and it very rapidly fizzled out and died. But we kept testing and trying and testing and innovating. And I kept experimenting with different ideas. And eventually, one idea really started exploding, and that was basically selling meditation online. And that's how Mindvalley started.
Lesson one, embrace discipline. I know that discipline is one of those things that will not make you feel tingling inside, but it is an integral component of success. Now, I won't pretend for a moment that discipline flows easily for me. It's something that I must be intentional about on a daily basis. Let's be honest, sometimes I miss the mark, and that's okay. Missing the mark does not give me permission to quit. There will be times when you hit your target, and there will be times when you set your mind to do something, but you end up doing the exact opposite. The key to winning is your willingness to get up, brush yourself off, and go for it again. If you try it and you miss the mark, go for it again. You have to repeat this cycle until you reach your desired result. The barrier to winning is usually not related to skill or ability. The barrier usually stems from giving up too soon. Although I don't always want to be disciplined, I do understand that it is the bridge that helps me to get from desiring success to actually experiencing success. The truth is that you must remain consistent, even when you don't feel like it. When you feel overwhelmed, you have to be disciplined enough to stay the course. In order to get what you want, you must be willing to push through your inclination to do something easier. The major difference between those who achieve their goals and those who don't is simple. It is consistency and discipline. If you do what's difficult now, you can live easier later. Lesson two, slow down and get clear. So you should never jump into any type of business without taking some time to get clear about what you would like your business to look like and how you plan to get there. Even if you are considering a franchise or a multi-level marketing company, you should never make a quick decision about forming a partnership. Starting a business will require a financial investment, and you don't want to throw away your hard-earned money. So in essence, you don't want to jump into a business and then try to figure out the foundational components and then try to figure out exactly what it is that you want to do or what it is that you want to accomplish or what the return on investment is. You want to look at all of those things first. And then you also want to make sure that you are continually cultivating your knowledge and your skill. Before anyone will do business with you, they must see the value that your product or your service will provide. And you have to be able to clearly show them how you can solve their problem. Your family and your friends will support you because they love you, but everyone else must be convinced that your services are worth their investment. Lesson 3, don't get stuck in the learning and perfecting loop. While learning and creating a successful business, you do have to have the courage to implement what you are learning. I've been in business for almost a decade, and one thing I noticed in too much time learning and creating. I love to learn and I love to create, but the truth is that businesses need money to stay alive. So I recommend that you commit to implementing what you are learning in real time. If you don't have what you need to implement what you are learning, find someone who can help you. Lesson 4, have a clear strategy on how you will grow your business. It is very important that you look ahead and outline what you want your business to look like. You should have revenue goals. You should know who you would like to partner with or collaborate with. You should have a lead generation strategy. And you should be thinking about how you are going to market your products and services. Think about how you are going to take and fulfill orders. This is the part of the business that most people glaze over because it's kind of boring. But successful businesses have systems. They don't just have plans in their head. Their plans are documented. So while it's important that you work in your business, make sure that you are also setting aside time to plan for your business and work on your business.
I have a concern that we're living through the greatest era of fake entrepreneurship. I believe that self-awareness is incredibly important, and I do believe that the coolness of entrepreneurship has made people go towards that light that might actually be way better being a number 3 or a number 6 or a number 9. And so in that, you know, I mean, the opening line in the class was, I don't think entrepreneurship can be taught.
You are not a boss because you got all day to do whatever you want to do, and the most you can do is go to work for somebody that you don't like and you don't care for and dog them out and complain about them when they're giving you a check. They guaranteeing you a check. They making sure you got health care and you dogging them out. If you don't like what they doing, why are you still there? Go get your own job. They weren't the only ones that was blessed and that was fruitful and that could multiply and that could subdue the earth and have dominion. They not the only ones. You can do it too, but your problem is you're not a one percenter because you don't live like a one percenter.
I think of entrepreneurship so much more similarly to sports. I could be better at basketball, right? I could play every day. I could, you know, work on my left hand. I could, you know, do things that I would be substantially better in a year and a half. I just never had a shot of going to the league. And I think that there's a big difference between being an entrepreneur and being a successful entrepreneur.
You don't need a loan. You cannot borrow yourself out of debt. What you need is income. What you need is income streams. And what you need to do is go back and find your gift, because in your gift is revenue streams. When you were born, you were given a gift, and inside that gift is the revenue streams. I'm gonna say it again, y'all quiet. Y'all looking for jobs, your job is inside. I don't have to look for money. I'm an ATM machine. I was blessed, I'm fruitful. I'm an ATM machine. I have the ability to make money just from my gift. One-dimensional players, no disrespect, one-dimensional players aren't in the league. one-dimensional players ain't in the league. What made Michael Jordan Michael Jordan is he could put up 30 and he could shut your butt down. He could play offense, he could play defense. He could play 40 minutes, 48 minutes. And most of you in this room, your problem is you're one-dimensional and you're trying to hang your hat on that.
Because if you got the right peer giving you the right kind of pressure, you can do some big things in your life. So I think that additional kind of peer pressure you put into yourself, you're in the right circles, right environments, those two guys that, you know, put some kind of a peer pressure or direction into you, can really be a spark to change someone's life, where all of a sudden the identity goes from being a regular person to the next day, no one recognizes them.
Are you not hearing what I'm saying? I'm a high school dropout. I did not get this when I got my PhD. God didn't go. He finally got his PhD. Give him the voice. He finally got it. He's ready now. He got his GED. Give him the voice. God gave me the voice when I was a clown. When I was acting a fool. You got your gift from birth, and the reason why you're struggling is because God gave you something and you're doing the opposite of what he gave you.
I don't think you get the same returns by overwhelmingly working on your weaknesses as you do on tripling down on your strengths. I don't know what else to say. Like, it's so clear to me. I think so much of what I talk about is predicated on not only my successes, but watching my family members, watching that whole ecosystem of startup founders, just watching. I watch a lot. I read a lot of like people's behavior more so than, you know, books or things of that nature. And so, yeah, I mean, I believe that the entrepreneurs that have gone on to quadruple down on their strengths and then hire around their weaknesses have had much better success than the ones that dwell on their shortcomings because somebody they look up to was good at it and said it was important, and they waste their time on something they'll never be. I like micro failure. I hate macro failure. Like, death of your business is bad. But to me, you know what's funny? I'll use a boxing analogy. My favorite boxing, I watch a lot of boxing. I think boxing is a very interesting, and I know, and I'm super into mixed martial arts, but I grew up on boxing. I understand it better. And I like watching it because there's so many things that happen in boxing. First of all, what I love about boxing is there's nowhere to hide. You know, like, it's super interesting, right? There's nowhere to hide. Number two, there's a scenario in boxing that I love the most. For some reason, there's nothing more interesting to me than watching somebody get knocked down in the first round and then go on to win the fight easily. It's an interesting psyche, right? And I like that, and this is what I'm thinking about it, which is like, here's what's bad in boxing and in business. Going into a fight, getting knocked the fuck out in the first round and losing the match, bad. Getting knocked down and then having the adversity to readjust to what you got caught on and navigating it to easily win a fight is remarkable. That's how I think about entrepreneurship.
Come on, take it back to the lab and modify it. Give it away free again if they say something. Take it back to the lab, modify it till you get to the point where everybody's like, what up, what up? Rich people don't work, they think. Poor people work. Poor people go, clock in, I make this much an hour. Rich people go, I put them to work and I make this much an hour. See, what happens is you're working for you and your family, one, they got 40 of you working at one time. So they're giving you 20%. And then they keeping the 80% off of 15,000 people. That's enough to have $22 million. So what you have to decide is, are you gonna keep being the 99% or are you ready to be a part of the 1%? Because it doesn't make a difference where you come from, high school dropout. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, GED. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, sleeping in abandoned buildings. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, a 17-year-old mom that got pregnant. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, south side of Chicago. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, pretty much raised in Detroit. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, took 12 years to get a four-year degree. It doesn't make a difference. You know what makes a difference? What makes a difference is when you become a 99% or a 1%. And when I start thinking like, acting like, and behaving like a 1%er, everything changes.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.